Female Scar.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, people. Good evening to my radio audience. Good evening to my radio audience. I would like to give a God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all the glory and honor and praise today for this Shabbat. And we also still in the unleavened bread. We're still in our holy unleavened bread. It would end Monday. I think sundown Monday. I'm not sure, but I would like to give a God of Israel all the glory and honor for his holy week. Surely it's a blessing again to be here with the God of Israel and the Gentile nation. I am so excited today about this topic that we have today. It's going to be a very, 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 very powerful educational broadcast that we will be doing today. Very educational and very powerful. We're going to have guests here today. We're going to have Brother CDI today to come in and talk to us, talk to you about growing up in the black neighborhood, the ghetto. That's what it's all about today, this broadcast, is all about the black community and growing up and living in the ghetto. So this is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elishaba. I'm here again, people. I am here again. I'm here again, and hey, I can't stop till the God hears me and say it's enough and it's finished. I have a couple prophecies that I need to go over today, the word of knowledge I have for you, and I have a prophecy that I need to share with you today. But before we do all of that, we're going to go right into our lesson. And you know me, I always like to sing a song to the glory of the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah. So let me get my tambourine. And we sing to him today for all his wonderful acts that he has done in the earth. It is a blessing, it is a blessing, it is a blessing to be here. It is a blessing, it is a blessing, it is a blessing to be here. I thank the God of Israel. I thank the God of Israel. I thank the God of Israel. It is a blessing to be here. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, I thank you. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, I thank you. It is a blessing to be here with you today, with you today. It is so very great to be here. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, I thank you. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, I thank you. One moment, people. Cydia, could you please get the gate? He's getting ready to leave. Please, please get the gate because I don't know if Dothie is out. It's a blessing to be here today, people. It's a blessing to be here today. I give the God of Israel all the glory, honor, and praise again. At this time, we're going to go right into our lesson. We're going to go right into our lesson right now. Communities of a broken, lost, and destroyed people. Ghetto life refuge. That's what we will be discussing today. And that's what we will be giving you understanding today. Hopefully this broadcast come out the way that it need to. But I'm going to keep going today. Communities of a broken, lost, and destroyed people. Ghetto Life Refuge. That's the title of this broadcast. And again, this is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Alicia. Guest call-in number, if you would like to call in to join this great, great discussion today on this divine platform, you could call 661-244-9831 to voice your opinion today about this topic. We're going to go right now to the lesson today. We're going to go right now into the lesson today. Give me one moment, people. One moment, please. Let me get here and here and here and there. Okay. And you know me. I am the kind of teacher. When I'm teaching something, I have to edify you and give you full understanding to what you will be learning or what I will be teaching you today. I don't like to have do things and have step things. I like to put it all out there on the table the way that it should be. That is my goal, to bring some edification to you because that's what you need. You need some understanding, Black folks, Hebrews. You need some understanding. You lack understanding and you lack wisdom. And that's what you need as a people. And that's what I must do as the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the prophetess, and the God of Israel. As his prophet, I must bring clarity to the 12 tribes of Israel, the Black community. Okay, so we're gonna look up the word now just to start off our lesson today. We're gonna look up the word community. We need to understand what community means as a Black people. As a Black people, I'm not just talking about African Americans, they call us. I'm talking to the 12 tribes of Israel. They're all Black. They all Black people, Black and brown people. Some of them light-skinned too, okay? So I'm not just talking to African Americans or Negroes. I'm talking to the Hebrew nation, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. That's who I'm talking to. A whole community of the Hebrew people. So let's not get that confused. Let's not get that confused with what I am doing, the audience that I am trying to reach. I am reaching a community of people, okay? So the word community, let me give you the title again of this broadcast. communities of a broken, lost, and destroyed people. Get O Life Refuge. Get O Life Refuge is the subtopic. Get O Life Refuge. The word community, a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristics in common. Okay? Let me say it again to you people. A group of people, that's what community is, living in the same exact place or places, or having a particular characteristic in common, okay? We're talking about the communities of the children of Israel. A group, that's one definition. The second definition for community, and then we're going to go into the scriptures also. A group of people living together in one place, especially one participating common ownership, brotherhood, sisterhood, fraternity, sorority, or colony. It's just a group of people having the same characteristics, living in the same exact places or the same exact condition, the same exact condition. This how you identify who the children of Israel in the earth today, by looking at the condition of the people that's living in the ghettos. That's number one. That's number one. I'm gonna break it all the way down for you so you understand. Okay? The next word that I am going to look up for you to edify you with some wisdom and knowledge and understanding is the word broken, because the title of the broadcast is Communities of a Broken, Lost, and Destroyed People. So let's look up the word broken. So we understand a community is someone that's living in the same places with the same characteristics and the same circumstances. Okay? That's how you identify who you are and what you are, by the community that you are living in. Okay? Now, broken. Let's look up the word broken. Broken people. Let's look up the word broken. 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 We're talking about the black community, the ghetto. Okay? Show you kind of people that we are, because I'm a black woman myself. I have lived in the black community, the ghetto, all of my life. Okay? So let me show you what it's all about, which you should already know, but what's wrong with you people is that you don't like to admit things. You don't want to admit nothing. You want to pretend that your life is okay and nothing is wrong and nothing is going on. And I'm going to just keep praying to Jesus. And I'm just going to keep praying to Yah. And I'm just going to keep praying to all my God, Allah, and all the rest of them, Buddha, and all the rest of them. I'm just going to keep believing. And I'm just going to keep having faith. None of that stuff going to work no more. It never happened. Okay? So that's why you still living in the community of the ghetto with a broken and destroyed and lost people. Hold on, people. Give me 1 minute. Excuse me. So, the word broken. The word broken, people. Broken. Our community is broken. It's broken in so many different parts. And nobody has restored it yet. Nobody has fixed it yet. Nobody's trying to fix it. They just keep breaking it more and more and more and more with the things that they're doing and presenting to the black neighborhoods. No one is helping us. No one is helping you, people. All your black NAACP leaders, Negro movement institutions and stuff that they got set up to help black folks. The Hebrew Israel's life, none of it have worked. None of it, even Martin Luther King marching, him and all his people, haven't did much for the black community. What, you allowed to vote now? You allowed to vote? I don't see nothing else it did. You allowed to vote, but guess what, black people? Your vote don't even count, really. To be honest, your vote don't even count. Why? Because you are a black man and a black woman. So you're considered as nothing in the earth. So no, Martin Luther King March, walking in freedom, didn't do much for the black community. And clear, we are a broken people. So I'm looking up the word broken right now. It says, having been, number one definition for the word broken, having been fractured or damaged and no longer in one piece or in working order. Of a person, definition number two, of a person having given up all hope, bearing. Having been fractured or damaged. And no longer are the black Hebrew Israelites, are the black people in the black community in the ghettos, are in one piece. We are damaged. We are broken. We're not in one piece. We're no longer one. We're no longer a black people. We have been broken. We're no longer in one piece or in working order. We're not in working order. We're so divided. We're so divided. We can't do nothing together. We can't pray together. Why? Because when you go eat at your mama in them house or your auntie in them, it's going to be a fight or something. Something's going to happen. We can't do nothing together. We're not in working order. We are broken people. And once you people realize that, once you realize that, accept that, and understand that there's got to be something that we got to do to change the situation. And something can't change your situation, black. See, the government can't change your situation. Black people walking up and down the street, marching, can't change your situation. Black people going to church every Sunday can't change yourself. Black people going to church on Saturday will not change our circumstances and our condition. right now today. So it said broken. It's a person that have given up all hope. You don't have no more hope, people. You in despair. You in despair. That's why you got all the killings in the black neighborhoods. Killing their mamas, killing their dad. Everybody's just going crazy. All hope is gone. We on our last leg now, black folks. We on our last leg. This is our last stand. You either gonna get it right or you won't be here. You won't be here. So, broken, the meaning. Having been fractured or damaged and no longer in working order. How have we been broken? We've been broken through medicine. Through law. All the laws that they done made up have broke us up as a people. All the laws that they make, the government, the people that rule this earth, the masters, all the laws that they make and policies that they make are to break us, the Hebrew nation, the Hebrew people. All of them is to break, hurt, and destroy us. So, that's number one, definition for broken. Number two, look at the medicine. You already know what the medication done. Look at number two meaning of a person having given up all hope. Defeated, it say. Beaten. We have been defeated, people. They are beating us down to the ground. We vanishing, it say, for broken. Vanished. Overpowered. We have been overpowered by our oppressors, by our enemy. And you want to keep marching on Washington, marching up and down the street, calling Congress, calling these people. These people ain't going to do nothing for us. They ain't going to never change nothing for the black man and the black woman. Y'all can stop that marching stuff. Stop it, people. Stop what you are doing. Because they have already overpowered us as a people, and we already defeated. It said overwhelmed but broken. We overwhelmed. Let me look up the word overpowered. Let me look up the word overpowered right here. Overpowered for the word broken, overpowered. That's how you know we are broken as a black people. We are broken. We are broken because we have been overpowered. It say defeat or overcome with superior strength. To be intense for overwhelmed. Broken people. Overpowered. We've been damaged. We've been the next word I'm going to look up is lost. 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 You want to know about the black man or the black woman or the black child or the black little girl or the black little boy? This what we are. This what they are. That's what's going on with us. That's what's wrong with us and our children. Next word, loss. Let me get the definition for lost. Loss. Unable to find one's way. Not knowing one's whereabouts. Unable. Excuse me, people. Give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. 1 minute, people. Give me a minute. Loss is the definition. Then we're going to go into the scriptures in a minute. Let's go into scriptures in a minute. Loss. Unable to find one's way. Not knowing one's whereabouts. Stray. Astray. Off course. Off track. Disoriented. Unable to find your way. Unable. Unable. Your churches ain't helping you. Your churches is not helping you. Why? Because they teaching the wrong doctrine and they teaching the wrong God. You're unable to find your way. And that's on purpose. That's on purpose. The people that rule this world set it up that way. Your masters and your governors and your governments. Unable to find one's way. You don't know which way you're going. You don't got no direction. You have no understanding. All you know is to go to work and go to church. Go to work and go to church. Go to work, go to church, go to school. That's all you people know. You lost. None of that stuff that I just named gonna find, gonna be able to, it's gonna help you to find your way. Going to church will not ever help you find your way. Going to school will never, ever help you find your way. Going to work will never, ever help you find your way. You are lost, not knowing one's whereabouts. You're just waking up every day, doing the same old thing, day in and day out and night in. Not knowing your path, not knowing your way. No direction. No, the black man and the black woman and the black little boy and the black little girl don't have no direction. No direction at all. No understanding. Miserable. Miserably lost people. That's why some of them end their life so young. So very young, they take their lives and the life of their parents and their fathers and their moms. They take their lives because they are lost and they don't have no direction and they don't have no knowledge and they don't have no understanding. The only knowledge that our young people got is education. Education can't teach you knowledge. Education can't teach you knowledge, people. Education is going to teach you how to get a job. That's all education is going to teach you is how to get a job. And work for the very people that got you lost. That's what it's going to do. Point blank. Definition number two for loss. Denoting something that has been taken away or cannot be recovered. You know what's been took away from us, black people, Hebrews. Let me tell you what's been took away from us. Because that's what loss means. And you keep looking at the government and the president and all these people. All these people with the Constitution, you keep looking at all that stuff, waiting on somebody to help you to find your way, help you to understand your path, help you to give you direction. But none of these people that you are confiding in and looking up to and looking for can help you. Why? Because they lost too. They lost too. All your leaders are lost. All your leaders of your churches and religions are lost. Every last one of them. Your government lost. They don't know what they're doing. They know what they want to do. They got an agenda behind what they're doing. Then it's not to help you or me or nobody in the black neighborhood. It's to keep you lost, confused, and crazy and messed up. So the word lost right here, unable to find one's way, not knowing one's whereabouts. Y'all, some of y'all black folks in the ghetto, think you have already made it. Because you got a little car, and you got a nice house, and you got some clothes in your closet, and you know, you think you better than Sue and Bob and Maymay and them that live down the street. You think you better than them. But you still living in the ghetto. You still living in the black community. Just because you can go to the bank and take out a loan and buy your new house. Just because you can go to the bank and take out a loan and buy your new car. Just because you got a little job making $20 or $25 or $30 an hour. You think you have found the way. That's not the way. You are still lost. And I'm going to prove that to you today. It says for the word lost, stray. You went astray from the God of Israel to serve other gods. That's number one why you lost. You off course, it say. Off course. Off track. It say definition number two for loss, denoting something that has been taken away or cannot be recovered. What was took away from us as the Hebrew nation? What was took away from us as the Hebrew people? What? What was took away from us? Our identity was took away from us, number one. Our identity, who we are, where we come from, who is our ancestors, where was we? Our identity has been took away from us. That's number one. And that's why we are lost. Our God has been took away from us for other gods. Our doctrine has been took away from us for another doctrine. That would be the Christian church. That would be all your religious institutions and the doctrine of this world, the beast system. Everything has been took away from us, and it cannot be recovered. So that means, people, that you're going to stay lost until you do what the Bible, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews, the God of the black community. Until we do what he told our ancestors to do, we're going to stay off track. We're going to stay off course. We're going to stay astray. We're going to stay disoriented, crazy, mad, sick, minded. Loss, something that cannot be recovered. Now, I'm going to go to the scriptures. And then after that, I'm going to call a brother in a minute. I just wanted to look community broken and lost up. And I got some more things I have to look up. But before I look the rest of them up, I need to go into the scriptures now. The first scripture is Jeremiah chapter 2, 1 through 14. Jeremiah 2, 1 through 14. One through 14. Excuse me. Brother, could you plug? One moment, people. Give me a minute. Another minute. Another minute, people.
I'm going to plug this over here because I don't want no problem.
Okay, people, I'm back. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 1 through 14. Moreover, the word of Ahijah came to me saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus said Ahijah, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thy espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. This is the God of Israel talking to the children of Israel, the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel, our ancestors. So he's talking to Jeremiah, the prophet, telling Jeremiah what to tell the children of Israel. Verse 3. Israel was holiness unto Ahijah. That's what our ancestors was. Holiness unto Ahijah. I'm not talking about Jesus, Yah, Buddha, Allah, none of them gods and titles that you call on. I'm talking about the God of the Hebrew nation. Ahijah is his name. Israel was holiness unto Ahijah. Jeremiah 2, verse 3. And the first fruit of his increase, all that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, said Ahijah. Let me say it again. Israel was holiness. Not no more. Our ancestors, they went on way back then in ancient times. And guess what? Their children today is going on way worse than they did. That would be you and me. Israel was holiness unto Ahijah, the first fruit of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, said Ahijah. Hear ye the word of Ahijah, O house of Jacob. This is the 12 tribes. The Hebrew nation. all the families of the house of Israel. Listen, all them over there in the Caribbean, that's Israel. All of them over there on the border right now trying to get in America, the Honduras, they call it, Guatemalans, that's Israel. That's two tribes right there, three. And the Mexican, Issachar, that's three tribes on the border right now. That's Israel. There's three tribes right there. So the God of Israel telling Jeremiah, hear the word of Ahio, O house of Jacob. That's the 12 tribes, the Israelites, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus said Ahio, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me and have walked after vanity and are become vain? What iniquity, black people, Hebrews, have you found in the God of Israel? What have he done wrong to you that you want to replace him with another God like Jesus and Yah and all them other gods? What have he done wrong to you, black people? What iniquity have you found in our Creator that you got to call on a white man, a white image named Jesus? What iniquity have you found in me? What have I done wrong to you people? Everything that's going on in your lives, in the ghettos, in the black neighborhoods, you brought it on yourselves. What iniquity have you found in me? I am God. What iniquity did your fathers find in me when I led them out of Egypt? When I led them out of Egypt, what iniquity have they found in me? Did they found any did they find any iniquity in the wilderness? No, but I found a whole lot in them. And I'm finding a whole lot in you today. And that's why you people are broken, lost, destroyed in the ghettos. I want to know today why you want to replace loving me with loving something else. He said right here in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 5, you have gone far from me. And have walked after vanity . You have gone far from me and walked after vanity. Vanity is Hebrew number 1892. Emptiness. Everything that you black folks run to, run for, run after is vanity. And it's in vain. And they have caused you to be vain. Emptiness. And that's why you empty, and that's why your children empty, and your children empty, and that's why you are vain. Your life is meaningless to the God of Israel. Your life is meaningless. Your existence in this earth, people, are meaningless to him because you are vain. The things that you do every day in your black neighborhood, in the ghetto, the things that you do every day vain. Neither say, verse 6, they. Neither say the children of Israel, Jeremiah. Where is Ahiah? You're not even looking for him. You don't care where the God of Israel is. You don't want to have nothing to do with the God of Israel. You don't even know who he is. Neither said they, where is Ahiah that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of desert and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through, and where no man dwell. You not saying to yourself, Hebrews, children of Israel, you not saying to yourself, where is the God that delivered the people out of Egypt? Where is he? Can he deliver us right now from our disease? Can he deliver us right now from our sickness? Can he deliver us right now? Can he deliver our children from mental illness? Can he deliver us? Can he help us? Yes, he can help you. But because you are calling on the wrong God and a false God and another God, the God of Israel can't help you. And guess what? He won't help you. So he told Jeremiah to tell our ancestors. Jeremiah 2:7. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof, the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest said not, where is Ahiah? When the children of Israel got to Canaan, our ancestors, when they got to the promised land, they defiled his land. They defiled his sanctuary. The priest back then is the Levites, and they still are Levites today. That would be the Haitians. That's another one of the tribes, the Haitians. They don't know it. But whose fault is that? That's their own fault. The priest said, not where is Ahiah. And they that handle the law knew him not. That would be your elders and your bishops today. Back then, it was the priests. They the ones that handled the law back then. And they the ones that supposed to handle the law and the word of God today. But again, you are learning another doctrine. You have learned another religion. You have learned about another God. So you got... anybody can handle the law today. Anybody can teach the children of Israel today. Elders, pastors, bishops, evangelists, all kind of apostles, all kind of names and titles of people can teach the children of Israel today. You people are vain. Vain, vain, vain. The priest said, not where is Ahiah? And they that handle the law know me not. You don't know the God of Israel. You don't know the real God, people. And that's why you can't get out of the condition. The condition that you are in as a people. In your communities, the black neighborhoods, the ghetto, it's just getting worser and worser and worser and worser and worser. Nothing is being done. Nothing has changed. Nothing has stopped. Nothing has got better. Nothing has got different. Everything is the same. Everything is the same. At the very first day, we walked off the slaves, our ancestors. Everything is the same. It's just in a different approach now. It's a different approach how they come at the black people now. It's not with whips and all of that stuff like they did with our ancestors. It's a different approach so they can hide themselves and think they want you to think that they on your side when they really not on your side and they really don't have your best interest in their heart at all. It's all about hurting you, stopping you, controlling you, killing you, destroying you, keeping you lost, keeping you broken, and keeping you destroyed in the ghetto. Ghetto Life Refuge. That's the subtopic. That's the subtopic. Verse 8 of Jeremiah 2. The priest said not, where is a hire? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. And the prophet prophesied by Baal, the sun god, the sun deity, sun day worship. Saturday worship, Baal. He over both days. He over both churches. Sunday church and the Sabbath church. Baal is your God. Yah. 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 Most High. I'm going to be like the Most High, he said. Yeah. He is the Most High. Because people have lifted him up. Allah. Allah. Most High mean Allah. Lifted him up. They prophesy to Baal and walk after things that do not profit. That's what you people have done. For many, many, many generations, you have to walk after things that cannot profit you at all. Cannot help you, cannot change nothing, cannot make nothing better, can't help our kids, can't help your kids. Your kids is being destroyed. They've been annihilated at all ages. Annihilated. Destroyed. Annihilated. Defeated. Defeated. When they come out the womb, they're already defeated. Wherefore, I would yet plead with you, said Ahia. I'm pleading with y'all people to stop what you are doing. I'm pleading with you, Israel, to stop what you are doing. To stop with what you are doing. I'm pleading with you. I'm pleading with you. Said Ahiah, and with your children will I plead. So he was pleading with our ancestors way back there in ancient times. He was pleading with our ancestors when they got off the slave ships. He was pleading with the 10 tribes over there in the Caribbean when they found the new world. They call them Mexicans today. They call them Honduras today. They call them Venezuelans today. They call them Panamanians today. They call them Puerto Ricans today. They call them Cubans today. He was pleading with the 10 tribes that live in the Caribbean. They call them Jamaicans today. He was pleading with them way back then when they found the new world, when they left Jerusalem got kicked out of Jerusalem in the 7th century, 721 B.C. They got kicked out, and they found a new world, the Caribbean. And then he pleaded with our ancestors in the 15th century when we, the black Negroes, another tribe, Judah, that was brought from Africa on the slave ships, he was pleading with us way back then in the 15th century, telling us to stop what you people are doing. Stop serving other gods. Stop calling on other gods and worshiping them. Stop breaking my law. Stop breaking my rules. Stop breaking my commandments. Stop loving other things and other people. Your God, your creator. He pleaded with our ancestors. They wouldn't listen. They got off the slave ship. Judah, it was three tribes on the slave ships. It was Judah, it was Benjamin, and it was Levi on the slave ship. Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. Today they call you African Americans, Judah. Benjamin, Puerto Ricans. Levi, Haitians. He pleaded then. And now, wherefore I will yet plead with you. And you wouldn't listen. You wouldn't listen. Then you got off the ship and you started calling on a white God named Jesus. Your slave masters, your oppressors, they taught you about their God, Jesus, their religion, the cross and all that stuff. You start wearing the cross around your neck. Start praying to the cross. Start kissing the cross. You put a white, big old white pictures of Jesus up in your house, in your living room. My mama had one. Big white, big old picture of Jesus. White man. We had to get on our knees and pray and talk to it every night before we go to bed. Yeah. Yeah. That was introduced to you when you got off the slave ships. Hebrews. And ever since that time. And then he sent the Spaniards over there to take the 10 tribes down in the 15th century. Took all their wealth. They found a new world. They had all kind of wealth, man. All kind of jewels and gold and diamonds. They had everything in the Caribbean. Beautiful place. Paradise on earth. Paradise. And then they was going out burning up their kids, worshiping Baal, worshiping the sun god, worshiping Ra, all them gods of Egypt. They began to worship them in a new world. So he sent the Spaniards on them. And then he sent us, he sent the white man. They all are white. But let me go back into my lesson, man. You get the picture. So he told Jeremiah, said hi, and with your children will I plead. So that would be us today. He pleaded with them, reading Jeremiah 2:9. He pleaded with them back then. And he pleaded with us today. He pleaded with us. He pleaded with my mama and them. They didn't listen. They kept calling on Jesus. Kept going to church. Kept on doing it. Now, we, their children, he's been pleading with us. We still don't want to stop. We still want to call Jesus. We still want to worship Jesus. Something ain't right here. I'm in overtime already. My God, people. Can't believe that. Yeah, people, I'm going to have to come back and make part two. Because I need to finish this. I need to finish this. I'm nowhere near finished. So I will be making a part two to this. So yeah, We the children. He said, I'm going to plead with their children, children. That would be us, and that would be our children. That would be our children. That would be our children, people. That would be our children. That's what that is, our children. Today, he's pleading with our young people to walk away from Jesus, to walk away from idol worship, loving Xboxes and Jordans and all the stuff that they worship and love and go to prison and kill somebody for. Yes, he's pleading with them right now to stop what you are doing. But because they won't stop and because they won't listen just like we didn't listen, and that's why everybody's sick and half dead, because you didn't listen to the God of Israel when you was young, growing up, all the way up until now. You're a grown man, you're an old man, you're an old woman. You still ain't listen. That's why the kids dying at young ages, 5, 2, 3 years old, 10 years old, 12, 15. Why? Because you know they ain't going to listen. They just like you. They just like their mommy, and they just like their daddies will not listen. Hard-headed. Hard-headed. Full of pride, puffed up, stiff neck, poor black folks ain't got nothing. Ain't got nothing. You don't have nothing, man. But you stuck up and proud and all of that, arrogant. And to Jesus, that Jesus gonna be your death. Let me say it again. That Jesus that you have been serving all your life will be your death. That Yah and all them gods you calling on, Buddha and all of, will be your death. Yes, I got to come back and make part two today. Because I'm not finished. And the God of Israel is not finished. For pass over the isles, he said, verse 10, Achittim and see, and send unto Kedar, Jeremiah 2, and consider diligently and see if there be such a thing as a people leaving their God for another God. There's no other nation. There's no other nationality in this world have left their God but the children of Israel. We the only people in this earth that have changed our God for another God. Every other nationality and race, they serve their God with gratitude, with admiration, with love. But the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, we left our God. We forgot about our God. We forgot about what our ancestors went through in the wilderness, where he killed millions of them right there in the wilderness in Canaan. We forgot about that. We don't want to know the history of that. We don't want to know them people. All the church going to tell you is Israel done away. They dead. Yeah. They was dead back there in ancient times. But guess what? They still living today. You don't want to hear about that people. You don't want to believe that record. You don't want to do no research on that record. The Hebrew nation, the children of Israel. Who is these people? Where they come from? You don't want to understand that. All you want to understand and believe, black people, Hebrews, is that you are Mexican, that you are African American, that you are Puerto Rican, that you are Cuban, that no, that's all you want to understand. But the God of Israel say, I have pleaded with you for a long time. For a long time. Now he's tired. Now he's tired. You have made him so very angry and so very upset with you, Hebrews. verse 10. Ain't never been, Jeremiah 2:10. Ain't never, ever been no other nation left they got but the children of Israel, but somebody else. Verse 11, Jeremiah 2:11. Have a nation changed their God? Have a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people, Jeremiah 2:11, have changed their glory for that which do not profit. My God. My God. You wonder why community of a broken, lost, and destroyed people get on life refuge? You wonder why we have this title today? You have traded and changed your glory, your power, your strength, your beauty, your wealth, your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, your peace, your joy, your love, your blessings. You have changed your glory for that which does not profit you, Israel. And that's why the black neighborhoods, the black communities have not changed. Have not changed. You're not getting nowhere. You're not getting nowhere because everything that you change your glory for, Hebrews, cannot profit you. So you can quit going to school. You can quit all that stuff, trying to get two jobs and a good job. You can quit all of that stuff. Because guess what, people? You'll never get nowhere other than a paycheck to pay some bills and run out of food. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horrible afraid. Be you very desolate, said Ahiah, for my people have committed two evils. Yeah, you thought you were so righteous and so sanctified and so holy and so Holy Ghost filled. That's what you thought? I have a caller there. Have a question. 919. Let me bring you in, caller. I want to ask you a question. One caller. Thank you for calling in. You have a caller today. Welcome to Sister Radio Talk Show. How you doing, caller? You're live right now. What is your question or your comment? Can you hear me? Are you there? You're live on Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me?
I see what you say. I'm going to write your phone number down because maybe we have some kind of difficulty with my internet, could be, or my computer. So I'm going to write your phone number down. 919. Could you see the, excuse me, caller. Hello, see ya. Could you open the gate, please? 91, sorry, people. 919-885-1228. I think what it could be, caller, is that I'm in overtime right now. And because I'm in overtime, they don't want me to bring you in live on the show. So I'm thinking that's what it is. So I got your phone number, and I'm going to call you back and answer any question that you might have today. Or, like I say, I'm going to come back on and do a number two today. So if you want to call back in when I come back with the same topic, part two, then you're welcome to do so. But if not, I will try to call you later on today when I get off the broadcast. I'm sorry about that. I would love to hear what you have to say about this topic. I would love to hear it. Sorry about that call. I'm going to mute you right now. I'm going to mute you. Thank you. So, yes, people, we have a caller today. And let me mute you for 1 minute because we have a lot of noise right now, and I don't want you guys to hear that. One moment. Give me a minute, please. Okay, people. Yeah, I had to get rid of Now it's the dog. It was the goat making a lot of noise. Now the dogs want to bark. Oh, man, I got a lot of issues going on here, huh? Sorry about that, people. Sorry about that. Yeah, I do have goats and chickens and all that good stuff. You know, I believe in having my own resources. I don't want nobody to give me none, you know, take care of me. I got to, you know, I got to have my own resources. That's what the Bible tells us to do. Not to depend on man, not to trust in man, not to put your confidence in no man. You got to have your own, black people. You got to have your own everything, okay? Your own everything. Don't depend. Instead of you taking that money, buying a big house that the bank loaned you and a big car and all that stuff and paying for your child college and education, what you need to be doing is by digging a hole to make you a well so you can have your own water or get some goats and some cattle and some cows so you can have your own food, buy your land so you can build your own houses and your own everything. That's what you people need to be doing. But because you are, number one, a broken people, number two, a lost people, and number three, a destroyed people, taking your refuge in the ghetto life, you are not able to think what you need to do. All you know to do is what the system has taught you to do. What your mama and them have taught you to do, and your daddy and them. That's all we know to do, but not me. I denounce all religions. All of them are false. And guess what? Guess what, people? I'm testifying right now. Thank you, 911. 919, I'm sorry. Thank you, 919, for calling in, calling. Thank you. Thank you for listening today. I'm glad you are here. But I can't talk to you because I'm in overtime now. They won't let me. Sorry about that. But people, listen to me, man. Communities. Let me finish reading my scripture. I'm in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 13, people. I got a lot to say today. I'm nowhere near finished with what I got to do. I have so many other scriptures I got to give you. So much, I got prophecies I need to say to help Brazil. Before I go off the air right now, I'm going to say that. I have a prophecy, not a prophecy, a word of knowledge that was given to me last night about Brazil when I was laying in my bed sleeping. A word of knowledge for Brazil because they said that COVID-19 is raging so powerful and so high in Brazil. Is going into a catastrophe. I read on the news that they said Tuesday over 3,000 and some people died in one day in Brazil from COVID-19. So yes, the God of Israel, or higher is his name, he gave me a word of knowledge for Brazil to help them to understand what they can do. And I hope a Brazilian can hear me. Somebody is a Brazilian, no Brazil, can call him and tell. He gave him a word of knowledge so he can help Brazil to slow down and stop the COVID deaths. Okay? It's something that they're doing wrong that they need to correct. And he told me what it was. But I'm going to come back on tape number two of the same topic and share that with you people. Okay? Because I'm running out of time, and I just want to finish Jeremiah right now, and maybe I'll be able to do one more or two more scriptures, and then we're going to come back. We're going to come back today. I have to come back today. If I have to come back today, I got to make time sometime today. But anyway, people, Jeremiah chapter 2, I am on verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hand them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. That can hold no water, black people. Everything that we have been doing all our life is vain. It's in vain. It's of no use to us as a people, as a community. It's no use. It's broken sisters that can't hold no water. And when you got something that can't hold no water, there's no life there. There's no life there, people. We don't have no life. If we ain't got no water, we ain't got no life. So the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob told Jeremiah the prophet to tell the children of Israel, their sisters are broken. The system that you have been following your whole entire life, people, is a broken system. The beast system is broken. It's designed to stop us as a people. Next verse, people. Next verse. They're going to cut me off in a minute. And I'm going to come back. I have to finish this. And I also have a prophecy that I need to give the world today about the evergreen over there in the Suicide Canal, the big ship that's stuck right there in the canal, the Suicide Canal over there by Egypt in the Mediterranean Sea. The ship is stuck. And I want to show you today why it's stuck. Why it's stuck? As the prophet of the God of Israel, Ahiah is his name. I want to show you. He have told me. He have showed me why your ship is stuck. And I'm going to show you in the Bible, the scripture, to prove to you why that big old ship over there on the Suez Canal is stuck. And they've been digging and digging and digging and pushing, and they can't get it out. So I will come back with that prophecy in the Bible to prove to you what is going on there. Let me keep going. I'm right here at the last verse for Jeremiah chapter 2. Thank you, Carla. You're a good person. You're a wonderful person. I can feel that about you. I don't even know you, but I can feel something about you that's good. Jeremiah 2:14. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? My God, people. Oh, the God of Israel, he's such a brilliant God. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? Why are we spoiled, black people? Why? Are we a servant? Did the God of Israel create us to be a servant? Did the God of Moses create us to be a slave? No, he did not. He created us to be kings and queens and rulers of this earth. Our ancestors was wealthy. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, wealthy. Great men. Wealthy men. So much money. So much, oh my, so much of everything. He didn't create us to be slaves. But why are we slaves, people? Why are we still in slavery? Why are we still serving the white man? Why? Why are they still in control of our lives? If we was calling on the right God and doing the right thing and making our God happy like the God of, like Abraham did and like Isaac and Jacob, our father, did, why our life? They weren't slaves. Jacob, our father, the father of the 12 tribes, was not a slave. Our granddaddy, Isaac, was not a slave. Our great-grandfather, Abraham, was not a slave. So why are we slaves? I know why, people. I know why. what Jeremiah told the children of Israel, our ancestors. You have forgot about the God of Israel. You have forgot about him to serve and worship and honor other gods and to walk and to walk after things that don't profit you. Your religion ain't profiting you. You know my mom and them been religious all their life, people. They ain't getting nowhere. Nowhere. Next scripture. I'm going somewhere. And I just wish I could finish this, but unfortunately, I'm going to have to come back. Next scripture, people. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23. Still in the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 4, verse 23. Yes. Yeah. What is our black, the title of this broadcast? Communities of a Broken, Lost, and Destroyed People. Ghetto Life Refuge. We have took all our refuge in a ghetto where we live. Everything that we have been taught, everything that they have showed us, children, me, you, our mama, and everything they have been put in front of our face in the ghetto, living in the ghetto, our refuge in that. We feel safe living in the ghetto. We feel safe, don't we, Pete? You're scared to gas and travel to another country and go somewhere else. You feel so content. You feel so secure and so safe living in the ghetto life. You're afraid to leave your surroundings. You're afraid to walk away. Take your children. Pack your bags. Walk away. Walk away and find you a new life. A new life, a new refuge, because the ghetto, the black community have destroyed us as a people, and it's continuing to destroy generations after generations after generations of people. Look at our kids. Look at our people. Our children are dying, and all we can do is sit up there and look at President Trump and Biden. Yeah, I'm angry because the God of Israel is angry. I'm his prophet. Next scripture, people. But look, people. They're going to cut me off. I'm just going to talk to you for a few minutes till they cut me off. Look, people. Hebrews. Children of Israel, listen to me. Listen to your God. Speak to me. You have took refuge in a ghetto life. Look at the ghetto. There's nothing there but drugs, alcohol, prostitution, unlawful sex, homosexual activity, lesbianism, killings, gun violence, poverty. Death, suicide, all kind of stuff is in the ghetto, man. But you love it. You love the ghetto life. They even set up rappers. Rappers. Back in the 80s, early 80s. Curtis Blow, he was the first rapper that came out. And I know the caller probably know what I'm talking about. He was the first rapper that came out, Curtis Blow. Start talking about the ghetto life and yes, I'm a swing and I'm gonna do this, I'm a swag and I'm gonna look good in the ghetto long as I got a big car and I got my women and my 10 women. See, people, they have sung us to sleep through rap music, teaching us and our children that living in the ghetto Being in the hood, they call it. I'm good, man. I'm good. I got the hood life. I'm straight. I'm good. I'm set up. I can swag, man, as long as I got some Jordans on and got me a Gucci bag. As long as I can go to my Christian church and talk about Jesus and Yah and Allah and all them and Buddha and all them, I'm good. I got me a credit card. I can go to Macy's and buy me a $500 Coogee outfit. I'm good. I'm in the hood, man. You have destroyed yourselves, people. We have destroyed our children with the ghetto life. We taught them how to be ghetto. Because our mama taught us how to be ghetto. And our dad, most of us didn't even have a daddy. So it was just mama teaching us how to be ghetto. Next scripture. I still got about, look, people, like 10, 11 more scriptures, people. I'm nowhere near finished. But I'm going to go to Jeremiah 4:23 right now. Okay, people? Like I said, I'm going to come back because I got to finish this. The call is still here. Thank you, caller. Jeremiah 4:23. The truth will make us free, people. Only truth. Yeah. Yeah, you don't need the ghetto life. The ghetto life is not a life. It's not the life that the God of Israel, the Creator, designed for us to have. That's just a system. The ghetto life is a system that was set up for black folks. The 12 tribes of Israel, they all black folks. That's what it is. It's a system. And that's why you can't get out of it. You can't get out of it. Now your children in it. And they children in it. And they children in it. And they children in it. And nobody is getting out. Nobody is getting out, people. And this is what I am afraid of. No one is getting out of the ghetto life. The black community. We are being destroyed right there. We're dying right there. And all your leaders and elders and pastors and bishops, all they want to talk about is the next event for the church. The next holy day, the children, the Hebrew Israelites, the next holy day, the next this, the next that. What Bill Gates doing? What the government doing? That's all they want to talk about. The Hebrew Israelites, they call themselves. That's all they want. What the government doing, the Bill Gates and this doing. Who? Who? What is the higher doing? The God of Israel. What is he doing? What is he about? What is he talking about? I don't want to hear nothing about Bill Gates and Elon Musk. I could care less about some white folks. I want to hear what my God want me to do. What direction I need to take now. Which way I need to go to help my children. For they end up dying in this miserable ghetto life. Our children miserable, man. I was miserable when I was a little girl. I was miserable, Carla, miserable, miserable. All I knew was drugs, drugs. I started smoking drugs, weed, and drinking alcohol at 6 years old. Miserable life. This is what the ghetto teach you, people. But you love it. Oh, yeah. Long as I can put me on some booty shorts and long as I can, you know, get the men to look at me, and then the men, they get, long as I can swag, sag, and see what I'm saying, people? It's the mindset. It's the mindset. It's the mindset. We don't want to change our way of thinking. We don't want to change our way of thinking. We keep waiting on somebody to help us, the president. We keep waiting on our pastors and our leaders. No, I don't need nobody. I don't need nobody to do nothing for me, because the God of Israel told me, don't put your confidence in man. That's why I got my own food and my own wife. I ain't been on the market in almost 2 years. I hate market food. I never eat market food. Let me keep going, people. Let me keep going. Yes, people, look at here. Jeremiah 4:23. I'm getting ready to get out of here because they're going to cut me off in a minute, Carla. They're going to cut me off. I'm going to try to come back, though. Get a little bit of water and come back. Jeremiah 4:23. No, 4:22, I'm sorry. Jeremiah 4:22, still got about 11 scriptures. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. What did I tell y'all? Y'all don't know the God of Israel. You never have. You never have. I know I didn't know him either. So I denounced all religions. And that's the only way you're going to ever know the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation. I denounced Hebrew Israelite, Christian church, all of them religions. And then guess what? The God of Israel began to, and the Holy Spirit began to reveal things to me. And the prophetic. Now I can see. Now I can understand what is going on here. Jeremiah 4:22. But my people is foolish. Who is them people? It's you right now today he's talking about. He's talking about you, Hebrews. He ain't talking about no sinners. You are a sinner. Because you have walked away from the real God to serve another God. He's talking to you. That's why your Hebrew Israelite elders, when they come on YouTube, they always talk about Bill Gates and the government. They won't read scriptures like this. They won't read scriptures like this. And when they do read it, they try to act like it's talking about the Christian church. Because they teach that they are the truth. I'm talking about the Hebrew Israelite movement. G-O-C-C, I-U-C-P, and all of them. And the rest. They try to teach, or they teach that they are into the truth. And that any other church and any other religion and any other thing, they don't have the truth. So when they read scriptures like this, they're going to refer it to the Christian church or the Muslim church or some other church when it's actually talking about them. And it's talking about the Christian church, the Muslim church, and it's talking about the Hebrew Israelite churches also. All of you people are religious. Now listen. For my people are foolish. They have not known me. They are Scottish children. Scottish in the Hebrew. What is Scottish in the Hebrew? Hebrew number 191 for Scottish, Jeremiah 4:22. Silly. Silly. Perverse, it says. Perverse, silly, foolish. Silly. You do silly little things. Grown men, 60 years old, 50 years old, 80 years old. Grown women, silly little things. Silly. Perverse, you Scottish children, and they have not, and they have none understanding. The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahia is his name. He said that we don't have no understanding. We silly little people. No knowledge, no wisdom, no understanding. Your churches ain't giving you no understanding. They just teaching you a doctrine, man. They teaching you a doctrine that they was taught. That's all it is. It's a doctrine. It don't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. Not at all. Yeah, they tell you Israel, but that's it. That's it. And then you got to keep the holy days and you got to keep the law. You ain't keeping no law, man. You ain't keeping no law. You're not keeping the law. You polluting the law. You pollute the holy days. You're not keeping the holy days, Passover and all that. You got to keep it the way the Bible say keep it. If you can't do it like that, caller, don't do it. Don't do it, caller. If you don't do it the way the Bible say do it, do not do it. None of it. None of it. And I'm talking from Genesis to Revelation. Don't do none of it, caller. None of it. That's why the God of Israel say we silly and Scottish children with no understanding. They are wise, he say right here in Jeremiah 4:22. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. Our children don't have no knowledge, caller, to do good. All we teach our kids, I know I'm speaking for myself, caller, personally. I'm a black woman from the black neighborhood, the black community, the black ghetto, okay? All I ever taught my children was to go to school and get an education. How pitiful is that as a parent? All I ever taught my children to go to church and believe in Jesus. And believe in Allah, and believe in Muslim, and believe in and Yah, and believe in and the Hebrew Israelites, and to believe, and you're gonna get a good job, and that's all I ever taught my children. Nonsense. And that's why our kids, that's what my mama taught me, that's what your mama taught you, caller, and it go on down the list. And that's why we're in the predicament that we are in today, because we haven't been taught wisdom. We haven't been taught knowledge. We haven't got no understanding about, number one, who we are as a people, who our God is, and what we need to do, how to do it, and when to do it. We haven't been taught none of that. None of that. No knowledge. It say they are wise to do evil. They are wise to do evil. You love going to church. That's evil, man. That's evil. I'm telling you what I know. I used to be a pastor. I used to be a pastor of the Christian church, and I'm just testifying to you, caller, because you're the only one here right now. I'm coming back to finish my lesson. They're going to cut me off. I'm just talking right now because I can't read no more. I can read. No, I'm going to just talk to you, caller. Testify. I was a pastor of the Christian church for 15, 20 years of my life. I had my own congregation, all of that stuff. I was heavy into it. I got deep into that doctrine. Then I left the Christian church and became and joined the Hebrew Israelite church. Started listening to what they was talking about and what they were saying for another 7 or 8 years. Until recently, caller, I realized the God of Israel opened my eyes. And he let me see that everything that I was calling on and looking to and looking after and looking for through religion and man telling me something and telling me who I am and what I can do and what I can't do, I realized, caller, that it was all false. And it don't match the Bible. Everything that they teach, they twist the scriptures to make you believe that they teaching you the truth. I'm talking about the Hebrew Israelite in the Christian church. I know both doctrines. Yeah. Let me keep going. I'm going to read one more call and then I'm going to just end this. Take some water. If you want to come back, you're welcome to come back. I'm going to try to come back on. I think it's right now, it's about, say 12:39. Yeah, I can come back. I'm going to come back. I hope you come back, caller. But like I say, I am going to call you. Hopefully you answer the phone. Psalms 81, caller. We're going to end it with this one. Still got a lot of things I need to say. I'm running out of time, people. Psalms 81. Yeah, I know all about COVID-19, too, people. I wrote a book about the coronavirus. I know all about it. I know what happened, how it got here, why it's here, why so many people dying. I know all about it. But unfortunately, what you people don't want to know the truth. Nobody has ordered the book. Why? Because it's got the four horses of the apocalypse on it? That's what it is. That's what it's all about right now. Is that why, Pete? Because it's got a skull on it. You scared? Oh, no, your churches don't taught you that you don't look at nothing scary or look at something, you know, that's not positive. That's how your leaders teach you. Don't listen to nothing negative. We just going to stay in the positive here. What is positive about the black community? What's positive? What's positive about our life, people? What is positive? What? Tell me, please, somebody. Yeah, I told y'all. I started drinking alcohol at 7 years old. Smoking weed, having sex, all of that at 5, 6 years old. Huh? What's positive? Homosexual, molested at 3 years old. What's positive? By my grandma. My own grandma raped me. What's positive about the black community? So many black folks have been molested and raped by their own kin folks. And your leaders want to tell you to be quiet and act like ain't nothing going on with your life. Oh my God, people. You people are living a fantasy. You are not in reality, people. That's how they teach you. They teach you not to believe reality, not to be in reality, not to confess nothing that has went wrong in your life. You just got to pretend like nothing has happened to you and keep a smile on your face. When you in a Christian church, when you sitting around your Hebrew Israelite elders, keep a smile on your face. You notice your Hebrew Israelite elders and your Christian church pastors and leaders, they won't even talk about their own life in the midst of their own congregation they call you. They won't tell you that they've been raped at little boys. They won't tell you they're narcissists. They won't tell you that they was alcoholics and drug heads and homosexuals and lesbians. They won't tell you that. No, people. No. No, they won't. But me, as the prophet of the God of Israel, I must tell you that. Because you got to know who you are. You got to find out who your God is. You got to understand. You need edification. You got to understand now. You got to understand now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year. It might not be a next year or tomorrow. You got to understand now what you got. to do to save yourself, Carla, and your children, if you have any. Because no one else give a damn about you, me, your children, or my children. And the black ghetto life. Psalms 81:11. Last scripture, and I'm going to end it. Psalms 81:11. Carl is still here. Thank you, God of Israel, for this caller, whoever they are. Thank you. Thank you for them. Thank you for them. Help them, God of Israel, to understand. Psalms 81:11. But my people, who is my people? The black community is his people. The black community is the 12 tribes of Israel. All of them live and ghetto neighborhoods, all 12 tribes. All 12 tribes are hungry, broke, and in poverty. That's what the black neighborhoods are all about, the ghetto, poverty. Poverty. Nobody got nothing. Yes. All the Caribbean, again, where the 10 tribes live, is the ghetto. They all poor, broke, hungry, just like the ones in America, poor, broke, hungry. Nothing. Nothing but a credit card and a bank loan and a slave job. Anyway, let me keep going, Carl. Psalms 81:11. You notice your Hebrew Israelites. I don't know, Carl, if you into the Hebrew Israelite church or into the truth, they call it. I don't know if you're into that or you're a Christian. I don't know. But you notice your Hebrew Israelites, when they do their YouTube videos, your elders, they won't say nothing about the Caribbean, about the 10 tribes. They won't mention Issachar, the Mexicans. They won't mention nothing that's going on the border. None of your Christian church pastors either. They won't say nothing about the border, what's going on, what they can do to help them people on the border. And they say the Hebrew Israelites, say they know the truth, and they know that Issachar is their brother, and they know that the Cubans is their brother, and the Haitians, they know that. Well, if they knew that, why they don't talk about or address some of the issues and things that's going on in their black community, the ghetto? Why they don't talk about the 10 tribes at all? They have nothing, absolutely nothing to say about their own brother and sister. Again, it's not about the real truth. It's about a doctrine of truth that they are teaching. Psalms 81:11. This is how the Bible said, Carla, you can tell them by their fruit. You can tell these people by their fruit, man. See, that's their fruit right there. They say they the Hebrew Israelites, they the children of Israel, and they know the truth, and they know the people over there in the Caribbean, and their brothers and sisters, and but they ain't got never nothing to say about these people over the Caribbean. They ain't never said, come on, let's get together, let's do something to get some food and take it to the border so we can feed them, or let's do this and try to help them. Never, nothing, Carl. All this talking about holy days and, okay. But my people, Psalms 81:11, but my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. That's the counsel you walk in your own understanding, your own counsel. Not the counsel of the God of Israel, or higher. Not his counsel. That's the black kitty, the black name. I'm going to do what I want to do, girl. I'm going to wear what I want to wear. I know how I used to be called when I was out there. I'm going to wear what I want to wear. I'm going to do what I want to do. Oh, I ain't got time for God. I got to go to work. I ain't got time to pray. See, we walk in our own counsel. The God of Israel ain't never told us to go to school. He ain't never told us to send our kids to school. See, that's the system, man. That's the beast system that has been set up. They're designed to keep you and our children and us lost and broken as a people. What scripture is that? Well, he told us to go to college and let somebody teach us something. What scripture? He ain't never told us that. He ain't never told you to get no job. Oh, yeah, that's scripture in the New Testament. If you don't work, you don't eat. I'm just talking to you, Carlos. If you don't work, you don't eat. That's the injection. That scripture don't even supposed to be in the New Testament. The God of Israel ain't never told Israel to go work for no man, to work for no one but him. That's what he created you for, to work for him, to be his servant. And that's why I read the scripture earlier in Jeremiah. I said, is Israel servants? Are they homeborn slaves? You working for someone else. I ain't never told you to do that, Israel. No, he ain't never told us to work for no man, nobody. That's the injection in the New Testament. He ain't never told you to do that. Never. Again, people, Hebrews, black community, Israel, we need to go back to the scriptures. We need to go back to the original scriptures, what the Bible say, the blueprint for us to do and follow. Verse 12, they don't want me, he said. Look what David said. My people would not listen to my voice. Israel would none of me. You don't want nothing to do with the God of Israel, the real God. But you love all the gods of your religion. And they all got different names. All of them got different names, Carl. One of them call them Yah. One of them call them Yahweh. One call them Most High. Tiamat. Buddha. I mean, he got Allah. You got so many, Jesus, Jehovah. You got so, Jesus, Guadalupe over there in the Caribbean. You got so many different names for your God. That's how I know they false. Because the God of the Bible, the God of the children of Israel, he only got one name. One. And I know you want to say, Yahweh says this. No. No. But I'm talking about the name. I'm talking about the black community that has been destroyed and broken. The ghetto life refuge. Last verse. Psalms 81:12. I'm going to take it to 13, Carl. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust. And they walked in their own counsel. Counsel. Hebrew number for counsel for Psalms 81:12. Hebrew number 4:1-5-6. Counsel. A purpose. A purpose. Device. You walked in your own purpose, Hebrews. Black people. You walked in your own will. Your own way. You went after your own goals and your own dreams and your own hopes and your own purpose. And you taught your children the same way that you was taught, the American dream, they call it. To have a big house, big car that you can't pay for because you poor, broken, hungry. You in poverty. The American dream. See, you walked in your own purpose. I got to go to school for 10 years to become a doctor. I got to pay for them to teach me how to be a doctor. I got to get them $50,000 to go to college. I got to go get a loan out. when the Bible tells you not to take no loans. The Bible tells you up under the law not to take a loan. When you take loans out, you breaking the law. So that's why I tell the truth. That's why I tell them Hebrew Israelites, the ones that say they're in the truth, you don't know the law. You're not keeping the law. You're not teaching the people the law, man. Under the law, you are not allowed as the children of Israel to take a loan with interest. You're not allowed. You didn't know that, did you? I know you did. So your leaders ain't going to tell you because they don't know. So you're walking in your own counsel, your own purpose. Your own purpose. And the whole black community is all about money. And you know I'm telling the truth, Carla. It's all about money. 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 That's all we think about. That's all we want. That's all we desire. And we want to get it the way that the Bible tells us not to have it. Working for a job or going to get a career. That ain't how Abraham got money. That's not how Isaac got money. That's not how Solomon got money. That's not how David got wealth. They didn't get it that way. And that's why what you are doing is in vain. The God of Israel says in vain. The way you do it's no profit. You walking in your own counsel. He ain't told you to do nothing that you are doing, Israel. Nothing at all. Everything that you do is in vain because he ain't never told you to do it. He ain't tell you to open up no church. We got one sanctuary. That's in Jerusalem. You got no sanctuary over here. You in slavery, man. You in captivity. You in captivity of your enemy. Ain't no sanctuary here. Our home is in Jerusalem. Our sanctuary is Jerusalem. He ain't never told you to build no church. What scripture is that? Well, he told you to build a church and have a ministry. Give me one scripture, please. You're walking in your own counsel. With that, I'm going to end this, Carla. I'm going to end this. One more verse. And it says, Psalms 81:13. Your hearts are after lust. We lust. I know when I was young, Carl, I just had so much lust. All I wanted was money. All I wanted was to look good. All I wanted was a man to holler at me. That's what it's all about in the black neighborhood. Want some black Negro, black man to holler at us. We spent our whole life, I don't know if you're a man or a woman, same with a man. You fix yourself up so you can get the women, so you can knock their boots, so you can get your booty call. We spent our whole life, chasing money, chasing, trying to make ourselves look good and feel good. But look at the end now. Look at the end. Look at the conclusion of the whole matter now, Carla. Look at the whole conclusion now of the black ghetto life. Look at it. Taking their mamas, their daddies. I read on the news, Carla. They're going to cut me off. I might as well talk to you to the end till they cut me off. I read on the news. Let me read this last verse. Psalms 81:13. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon had subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of Ahiah should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time shall have endured forever. So what he said, if Israel would have just listened to me, the 12 tribes, they still alive. We their children today. He said, I would have turned their adversaries and their enemies. They would have been able to, I would have had subdued them. I would have had conquered them. But because we did not listen, our enemies is ruling over us, destroying us, killing us. It shows, Carla. It shows us right now that we're not serving the right God and we're not doing the right thing. Why? Because our enemies is have the man over us. They have the man over us, and we can't stop them. We can't stop them. We're powerless because we serve the wrong God and we're doing the wrong thing. We don't have our own resources. We have to go to them for everything. That's how they're subduing us and got power and dominion over us. But with that call, I'm going to end this one. I'm going to come back. I'm going to call you, caller. Thank you. Thank you for this is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisheba. I'll be back with Communities of a Broken, Lost, and Destroyed People. Get Old Life Refuge, part two coming up. I'll be back today. Talk to y'all later. Talk to you later, Carl. I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you today. I'm going to call you today. In a minute, I'm going to write a fact. I'm going to get some water, and I'm going to call you right now and answer your question that you had since I wasn't able to answer it over the air. I'm going to call you right now. Have a good one.